So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to Day 2 of Part 2. Now, in this exercise, I think the beauty of it is that we're not so focused on ourselves and on our own problems, our own difficulties. We're asked to very much sort of step out of that momentarily and focus on not only the difficulties of somebody else, but also on the happiness of another person. And that's really kind of central to our own sense of happiness, well-being, contentment, whatever you like to call it. Because as a general rule, we tend to be most stressed and most unhappy when we're focused on our own problems. But the moment we step out of that and start to think more about others, then the mind becomes more spacious. It becomes more flexible, more malleable. It has the qualities of warmth and of kindness and all the things actually that we would kind of like to experience on a daily basis, on a regular basis. So when we train the mind in this way, not only are we training it to be more empathetic, more compassionate, or uncovering those qualities, but at the same time, we're getting to experience for ourselves a greater sense of kindness, of happiness, and those things that we would much rather kind of have around on a regular basis. So just notice, after you do this exercise each day, how the mind feels, what the tone of mind is, what the quality of mind is, compared to before you do the exercise. There's no right or wrong. Try not to compare it in a sense of, have I done the exercise right? It's more just noticing kind of that tone of the tone of mind, the quality of mind before and after the exercise. But for now, you know what to do. Just take a moment to settle yourself in the chair. And when you're ready, some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, as you close the eyes, just shifting the attention to the other physical senses, and as you just sort of settle in to the space in which you're sat right now. And now just scanning down through the body. As you begin to notice the physical sensations and also the emotional quality of mind. So clear as always with your motivation today, knowing why you're doing the exercise. And knowing how it can benefit those in your life. And now, as you just allow the focus to shift to the breath and the rising and falling sensation, just staying with that. As always, you can count the breaths as they pass if you find it easier, but otherwise just remaining with that breath. Just remaining with that sensation, just gently bringing your attention back to that sensation if the mind's wandered off. As you now imagine that other person sat in front of you. And just as before, seeing them clearly, having a sense of what it is that they're having difficulty with, problems with, whether it's something physical, emotional, mental, and just watching as that exchange begins. And it's important to say that as you experience that inhalation and there's a sense, an idea of removing any difficulty from them, it's not that you take this on in a very physical, tangible kind of way. It's quite just like smoke, just like sunlight. These things, they're not tangible. You can put your hand right through it. There's nothing there. So we don't have to worry that we're kind of taking on something physical or something that's going to be difficult, challenging for ourselves. It's not really like that. We're just working with an idea here. So just remain with that visualization, aware of the breath, the movement of breath, and of that exchange taking place as you witness that person looking increasingly relaxed, content, and at ease. And now seeing that person looking just incredibly bright and happy, relaxed, exactly as you would like them to be. Just letting go of that image now. As you let go of the mind and just allow it to do whatever it wants to do. And now just bringing the attention back into the physical senses. So noticing those points of contact, body, noticing any sounds. In your own time, you just gently open the eyes and just remember that idea of a transition, a seamless transition, moving from the exercise itself to everyday life with the same awareness, aware of how you're feeling, noticing that tone, that quality of mind, but also aware of your intention to be mindful throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair, have a stretch. And as always, just take a moment just to appreciate how that feels to have taken a bit of time out for yourself. And with this exercise, if you can, try not to be too quick to kind of judge how well you think you're doing it, or whether the feeling is as you expected it or as you would like it to be. Remember, this idea goes back right to the beginning of the Headspace journey. It's not about trying to achieve an idea or to sort of create a particular feeling. We're not projecting our own idea of what we think we should feel, but rather noticing what naturally arises when we apply and focus the mind in a particular way. Now, as you go into your day today, I'd like you to begin to just have a sense of how this could potentially be used. This exercise, the idea of this exercise, could potentially be used in an everyday situation. Now, at the moment, we're working with one specific person. It's somebody who we care about, and we find it quite easy to sort of apply this idea to. Probably find it more difficult with other people in our lives. We'll come on to that later. But if you should find yourself feeling particularly stressed in some way throughout the day, then maybe just work with that idea. Just bring to mind that picture, that image of the other person. It could be somebody new, if you like, but still somebody who you feel really quite instinctively that you would like to take on their difficulty, and instead replace it with a sense of happiness. And in that moment, I'd like you to imagine as though that stress, that discomfort that you're feeling, it's as though it's that person's. And so as you experience the inhalation, there's a sense of satisfaction almost, that you're taking on their difficulty. And in exchange, a sense that you're sharing a sense of happiness with them as you picture them in your mind, looking increasingly happy. So this is a technique that was recommended to me years and years ago when I was doing my training, and it really does change things around. It flips everything on its head, and it's As I said in part one, it sounds very counterintuitive to breathe into these things. But actually, when we do that, we start to let go and we get to experience something very different in its place. But we'll continue with this tomorrow when I come back for day three of part two. See you then.